The Cato Institute says, in a report titled The Work versus Welfare Trade-off, that people on public assistance have little incentive to find work because, in 35 states, they make more than they would with a minimum wage job. The paper raised more than a few hackles when it was released in mid-August. Michael Tanner co-authored the report.
Most people think of welfare as being temporary assistance for needy families, the cash program that replaced aid to families with dependent children back in 96 as part of welfare reform. The problem is there's actually 126 separate anti-poverty programs at the federal level. 72 of these provide cash or other benefits to individuals. So when you look at the entire package of benefits that individuals can receive, you've got to take into account benefits from multiple programs, and we wanted to see what the impact of those multiple programs was.
Alice Green, executive director of the Center for Law and Justice in Albany, works with the poor on an almost daily basis. She says the report reminded her of the welfare queen myth of the 1960s and 70s.
Most of the people that I've encountered would love to work. They're constantly bombarding our office looking for some information about how they can become employed. So I think it's certainly a myth. We generalize about some people who might have taken advantage of a system at some point, and we generalize it for the entire poor population, which I think is very, very difficult. It makes things difficult for people. So first of all, people want to work. They don't have jobs. And welfare is simply a last resort for most of the people that I know of.
Many advocates for the poor argue the Cato Report really amounts to a criticism of America's low-wage economy, in that the minimum wage is not enough to get by on. Michael Tanner says America needs to look at ways to increase entry-level wages.
The problem is we don't really know how to do that. The government has very little success at sort of mandating wages. You can't force businesses to pay more, essentially, than individuals will add and increase productivity. And when you're talking about people leaving welfare, they were on welfare for a reason. They have very few skills, low education, low attachment to the workforce. That's why they're not computer programmers today. And so they're going to start at a relatively low wage. And if you simply try to do magic and say, well, they're going to be paid more, those jobs that they would otherwise get are likely to go away, and they'll be left with fewer opportunities for employment.
According to the report, 42% of adult welfare recipients are working. Only 1 in 5 is working in an unsubsidized job.
Poor people are not lazy. There's no evidence to suggest that people on welfare don't want to work. But poor people are also not stupid. And if you pay somebody more not to work than work, they're going to look at those incentives. The poor react the same incentives that everyone else does. I think what we really need to do is begin to look at the work requirements that we were told were part of welfare reform.
Hunger Action Network of New York spokesman Mark Dunlay takes issue with a couple of items in the Cato report.
If you take out the disabled population within any sort of two-year frame period, about 87% of the people on welfare have had a job. And so we agree with them on, you know, we need to do more to make work more profitable, and that means, you know, certainly increasing the minimum wage to a livable level. Half the people, for instance, who receive food stamps or SNAP in this country have a job in terms of the adults. They just don't make enough money to feed their families. Most of the programs they talked about that did help people on welfare, such as housing assistance or Medicaid or food stamps, are also programs that are available towards the working poor. So it's sort of unfair to sort of only add it to one side of the equation.
Dunlay points to another study from the Fiscal Policy Institute showing most jobs in New York State are in industries like restaurants and retail that typically pay lower wages. Advocates for the poor suggest more attention be directed toward the job market. They also want to work to get people higher wages so they can earn a better living and not have to rely on any public assistance. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.